I want, first of all, to invite our junior mission pilots and our cadet up here with me and just have a seat here. They're going to share in the message with me this morning. Each day this week, Monday through Thursday, we gathered here in the Starship Galactic Praise to sing songs, learn about outer space, experience God's love, and make new friends. One of the friends we meet, I'm going to have you sit, is this guy right here. This was Galileo, the green gorilla. And he, Galileo helped me prepare the cadets each day for their mission. Also, at the closing, Galileo gave an important green message about putting into practice green ideas, such as recycling paper, plastic, your toys, turning off the lights, conserving energy that way, and also conserving water, not letting it run like when you're brushing your teeth or washing your face. Galileo every day also helped me wake up the VBS GPS. And GPS for us meant the Galactic Praise Satellite, which offered our the Galactic Praise Satellite was a computer that showed up on the screen, and it offered our connection to the Bible story and how our Bible story then was going to relate to the mission of outer space. Every morning, in order to wake up the VBS GPS, Galileo and I had to teach the cadets the praise phrase of the day. Each praise phrase had two parts. One was a statement about God, and they're listed over there, and one here, followed by the response, praise God. So, cadets and mission pilots, will you help me lead the congregation in our praise phrases? We're going to teach them to the congregation. When I say the praise phrase, you say the response, okay? The first day's praise phrase was, our God is wonderful.
Praise God.
Really? That's it? Let's do that again. Our God is wonderful.
Praise God.
All right. The second day's praise phrase was, our God is incredible.
Praise God.
The third day praise phrase was, our God is amazing.
Praise God.
And I don't know if you remember, but Galileo thought the fourth day praise phrase was what? Our God is shiny. But that was wrong. Because he was all full of glitter that day from making stars. The fourth day's praise phrase was actually, our God is magnificent.
Praise God.
Good job. Now we're going to hear from our friends up here, our mission pilots and cadets, about exactly what we learned this week on the Starship Galactic Praise. Be sure to listen for that praise phrase. It's in there, and I expect you to know the response. All right? So, Chris, will you lead us off with our first day's mission?
Our first mission was to create the creation of the universe. We learned how, in the beginning, there was nothing but God. Then God spent the next 6 days creating everything. And God called it good. And God called the creation of humankind very good. Our space connection told us about our planet Earth. We learned how God carefully placed everything in space and on Earth so it all worked together in harmony. We learned that the Earth and the universe are always in orbit. That this spinning never ends, the same way God's love never ending and always around us. The praise phrase for the first mission is, our God is wonderful.
Praise God.
On the second day, our mission took us to Mount Horeb, where we met Elijah. Elijah was running away from Queen Jezebel, and he was hiding in a cave at the top of a mountain. God came to the mountain to speak to Elijah. On the mountain, Elijah experienced a strong wind, an earthquake, and a roaring fire. But God was not in the wind, earthquake, or fire. God spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice. Our space connection taught us about the moon. We learned that the moon never leaves Earth's side. Even when we can't see the moon, it is always near the Earth. God, too, is always near us. God never leaves us and is always ready to hear our prayers and help us. The praise phrase for the second mission was, our God is incredible.
Praise God!
Next, Marcus will tell us what the third day's mission was.
Our third mission took us to Samaria, where Jesus stopped by a well for a drink of water. At the well, he met a woman and spoke to her. Jesus knows all about her, even though she does not know Jesus. The woman was amazed at all that Jesus knew. When she learned that he was God's son, she praised him by bringing others to him to learn more about him. The space connection taught us that God created every star, placed it in the sky, and gave each one a name. We learned that God has the same kind of relationship with us. God knows each of our names, too. It's that amazing? The praise phrase for the third mission is, "Our God is amazing."
Praise God!
And lastly, our mission pilot, Colleen Wilkes, will tell us what we learned on the fourth day.
Our mission the fourth day took us to just outside of Jericho. Jesus met a blind beggar sitting along the road. The blind beggar called out to Jesus and asked that Jesus show mercy on him. The townspeople wanted the beggar to be quiet. Instead, Jesus asked the blind beggar be brought to him. Then Jesus healed the blind beggar and gave him back his sight. Jesus told the beggar that his faith made him well. From then on, the beggar followed Jesus, praising God for all that had happened. In the space connection, we learned about comets. A comet is a ball of ice and crystal and dust that flies through space. When this dirty snowball gets close to the sun, the ice begins to melt and the pieces of dirt reflect the glow of the sun. Because of the solar wind around the sun, the dirt particles break away and a tail is formed. Comets are pretty magnificent. The comet helps us remember that when we go closer to Jesus, we are changed. We begin to reflect the light and love of Jesus. Our last day's praise phrase was, "Our God is magnificent."
Praise God!
So as you can see, we covered a lot of stories in the Bible. We learned about God creating all that we have and all that we are, that we are the pinnacle of God's creation. He called all creation good, but he called humankind very good, and in that he is well pleased. We also learned that God speaks to us in many ways, in the still small voice, and even he knows us even when we don't know about God, like the woman in Samaria, who never had met Jesus, but Jesus knew all about her. We also saw that Jesus was gracious and that he heard the beggar crying out, and even though people wanted to stifle him and make him quiet, Jesus said, "Bring him unto me." He believes, and because of that, he too shall be healed. So I want to thank our mission pilots and cadets, but I have one more praise phrase I'd like to teach you. And maybe in doing so, we too can wake up that VBS GPS one more time. This time, the VBS GPS is going to talk to us about a supernova. A supernova is a giant star that eventually explodes because it's so big, and it creates many new stars. So our praise phrase for today is, "Our God is awesome." When I say that, you say,
"Praise God."
Okay, everybody, let's wake up that VBS GPS. Look up here on the screens. Our God is awesome.
Praise God.
Wow, I'm awake. I'm awake. Hold on. There. Phew. Sorry, I was gathering information about supernovas. A red giant star has a lot of gravity pulling things toward it. Even the outer layers of the star get drawn toward the center. The energy released in the nuclear furnace at the center of the star pushes matter out. A supernova is the explosion of a star. At the end of a star's life, the star collapses in on itself. When the outer shell hits the core, the shockwave causes a huge explosion, sending pieces of the star outward at an amazing rate. The gases and atoms form a cloud called a nebula, one of the most beautiful things to see in space. Some supernovas are so bright they outshine the galaxy they're in. In 1054, Chinese astronomers saw a star so bright that it could be seen during the day. What they saw was a supernova, and it formed what we see today as the Crab Nebula. Cadets, consider the cycle of life, death, and rebirth the supernova represents and how it relates to the life, death, and rebirth of Jesus. Also consider that as the pieces of that supernova shine brightly in the sky and spread material for thousands of miles in all directions, you too can be a bright, shining star for God.
So that's right, boys and girls, cadets, mission pilots, we too can be bright and shining stars for Jesus. This week we learned all about how God and his wonderful, amazing, and awesome things God has done, and we have grown closer to God, become a bit more shiny. So because of that, our mission now, friends, is to go out into the world and share the love and light of God with all we meet. To close our celebration, we want to sing one final praise song together. It's very fun, jumpy, repetitive, so you can catch on quickly. I want to invite not just the cadets, but all those involved with VBS this week to come up and help lead us in this song. And friends, you can follow along by watching on the screen. Please join us for our final song, which is Let Everything That Has Breath. I do need Tyler to come up here. Jesus once said to be a fool for Christ. So I encourage you to let loose. Okay, Tyler's going to give us a benediction and send us forth. Ready? You can stand. I have to sit.
Go into this new week praising God with a happy heart, praising God for all that He has made, and praising God for the new life given to each of us. Amen.
Amen.